Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Strong Santa Ana winds fueling a fast-moving wildfire in Malibu, California. More than 18,000 people evacuated.
Thousands of homes are in danger here, but firefighters have been battling back the flames, going up against the flames to push them back in the wind. L.A. County Fire Chief Anthony Maroney.
We have only a minimal number of homes destroyed.
He's asking people in the area not impacted by fire to cut back their water use now to protect water pressure for firefighters to save homes. Alex Stone, ABC News, Malibu, California.
Red flag warning stretch as far south as San Diego County. Utility officials there say 51,000 customers are without power due to gale force winds. An extradition hearing scheduled this hour in Pennsylvania for Luigi Mangione. He's charged with murder in the killing of United Healthcare CEO last week in New York City. Israel says it's carried out airstrikes, destroying the Syrian fleet and weapons storage facilities there. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers says he would be willing to veto the state budget if it includes a return-to-work policy for state employees. Remote work soared during the COVID-19 pandemic, with workers unable to gather in an office for safety reasons, and has stuck around as an option for convenience and improved work-life balance. Republican State Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says he wants to require state employees to work in person multiple days per week. Governor Evers says remote work especially benefits employees from rural communities. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation has released volunteer numbers for this year's Adopt-a-Highway program. According to DOT officials, nearly 15,000 volunteers from over 3,000 different groups performed cleanups on sections of adopted roadways this year, putting in over 5,400 hours of work. DOT officials also say volunteers picked up nearly 350,000 pounds of trash from those roadways. Over 5,900 miles of state highways were adopted through the program in 2024. The Shell Lake Police Department has released an update on a bomb threat received by the school district on Monday. According to law enforcement officials, the district received a recorded phone call from an anonymous caller claiming there was a bomb in the school and armed individuals would be arriving in minutes. The district was placed into its lockdown protocols and authorities conducted a thorough search, finding no evidence of any threats. A number of other districts across the state also received similar hoax threats on Monday. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents to practice proper ice safety as temperatures cool down. With freezing temperatures just starting to show up, some sheets of ice may look safe to walk on at first glance, but not every body of water has been cold enough for long enough at this point in the season. Residents planning to get out on the ice for some fishing should check with their local fishing clubs, bring the proper safety equipment with them, and tell people where they're going and when they expect to return. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
It's the Bucks and the Magic tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks host the Orlando Magic tonight at Fiserv Forum. Doc Rivers says with Chris Middleton back, the Bucks finally have some depth.
You know, with Chris eventually starting at some point, you know, you all have Gary and TP and A.J. Green and boy. We're finally going to say we have a bench.
College basketball. The Badgers in Champaign tonight to take on Illinois. The Badgers dropping from 11th to 20th in the AP Top 25 poll yesterday after losing last week to Michigan and Marquette. College football. Quarterback Tyler Van Dyke announcing he's leaving Wisconsin and entering the transfer portal. Baseball meetings continue in Dallas. Brewers general manager Matt Arnold asked if they'll move Bryce Terang or Joey Ortiz to play shortstop now that Willy Adames is signed with the Giants.
We have several alternatives there, like Terang, Ortiz, et cetera, up the middle if needed. But Willie was, you know, among the best shortstops in the history of our franchise.
That's Brewers GM Matt Arnold. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Cloudy and calm today, with high temperatures already being reached early this morning and are sliding slowly to the single digits tonight. Snow moves in this evening and continues throughout tomorrow morning. Then, we'll be battling blustery winds and frigid wind chills alongside plummeting temperatures. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 22 degrees.
Earl Ingram.
Mr. Ben Wickler, he is running for the national DNC chair. The fundamental problem was the Democratic brand. Do you think that is the case more than the Harris campaign?
Core answer is yes. The Democratic brand, it's not what we necessarily do or say. It's what people have heard and internalized. And that, to me, is an argument for thinking about how and where we communicate, making sure we are present in places where people are thinking about stuff other than politics.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Robot vacuums still frighten me, but you could win one as part of the Grown Up Gift List Text to Win contest. Shane Matinair is here. Where are you on robot vacuums?
Probably no. Yeah. My husband and I bought a Shark. If I could love a little appliance, I love my Shark vacuum.
When something actually sucks the way that you want it to, that's a good thing.
That is a good thing.
Well, look at the time here.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, public cervix announcement with Dr. Laura Hanks. If you ever have a question for the doctor, just email it to janesays@civicmedia.us. We'll see you then.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with Civic Media's own Aaron Zommers, our producer engineer on the board. It is now 6 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Welcome into hour number 2 on the big program here on Tuesday, December 10th, 2024. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. A little overcast, a little nip in the air, but all in all, not bad at all. Matt Flynn, 2-time chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, an attorney and author. We thank him for being in hour number 1, as well as Luke Mathers, Civic Media's very own Always a Great Tuesday for Tuesday Tangents with Luke. We appreciate him stopping by. Coming up a little bit later this hour, I want to play you a cut from Republican Congressman Mark Alford of Missouri from over the weekend. Did not get to this yesterday. Again, I've talked about this before. A lot of these, we'll call them controversially politically sexy appointments. Kashmir Patel, however you want to say it. Matt Gaetz, who of course withdrew. All this attention being focused on them. Lots of media, how terrible they are. Well, while we're distracted in what's coming in the front door, you got to pay attention to what might be coming and sneaking in the back door. And a lot of the things that Republicans said during the election they would not do, i.e. touch our Social Security and Medicare, well, guess what? We'll talk about it a little bit later on this half hour. Also, coming up this half hour, another edition of What's Worse. I'm slightly worried. It's a little controversial. I don't mean any disrespect, but I think it's something that a lot of people have gone through. There's been traumatic experiences. You understand?
There have. And, well, you'll see.
We'll see. That's coming up as well. But right now, it's 8 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock. Time once again for Civic Media's Grown Up Gift List Text to Win Contest. Let's go.
An angel gets his wings.
That's right.
It's the grown-up edition. Every time a whip cracks, another angel gets his wings. That's right. Welcome in this Civic Media's Grown-Up Gift List Text to Win Contest. You understand this ain't for the kids. This is not for them. There's no cutesy toys and gifts for the. This is for the grown-ups.
It's purely for safety. Children should not be operating snowblowers or espresso machines. They're going to chop off their limbs or get burned, respectively.
Well, maybe. So time once again for all. This is your chance to be a big winner. You understand? We're here for you, the listening audience. This is fantastic. We had a big winner yesterday, and again, we will have another great winner today. Civic Media doing this now for the next 2 weeks until the 20th. And every hour we do this, 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m., 4 p.m. Every hour we do this, somebody's going away with either a clean, crisp $100 bill or an overnight getaway to beautiful Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. One of those two things are somebody this hour is going to win one of those two things. And then everybody who enters gets entered in. And at the end of the 2 weeks, we're going to have not one, two, three, four, five, eight grand prize winners. Aaron Carreno, our VP, sits and thinks of these great gifts for you. That's his main. He sits around every day and he says, how can I make the listening experience better for all the fine listeners? He does a great job. So we have several grand prizes up for grabs. A couple of robot vacuums, by the way. Do we know anything about these robots? Do they have names?
I'm not sure.
Like in the Jetsons, it was Rosie, I think.
That sounds right.
Rosie the robot. Do we know her last name, by the way?
No.
Palm? I'm not sure. A robot vacuum, by the way, is in there. A humidifier, two espresso machines, and a partridge in a pear. No, a snowblower. Better than a partridge in a pear tree. And two sets of luggage. So what was that song? You know, hop on the bus, Gus. Make a new plan, Stan. If you need to get out of town, because it's gotten a little frisky, you get two sets of luggage. So all that's up for grabs. Here's how you do it. A lot of people see me on the street going for coffee in the morning, and they say, Todd, I've heard about this grown-up gift list text-to-win contest. How the heck do I play? Thank you so very much for asking. I'm going to walk you through it. First of all, download the Civic Media app, because you can only win via the app, you understand? So you get on your hot little iPhone or your Android device and you go to your app store and there's a search bar there and you type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Civic Media. It pops up. There's a cute little CM logo. You click on that. Takes less than a minute. By the way, it's free. We will not charge you for this at all. Free download of the Civic Media app. It's what Gail King at CBS calls a deal. And then you open the app up. I'm going to do this with you in real time. I hope this is helpful. Because, I mean, look, I get it. As an analog guy living in a digital world, I get how confusing this can be. So you open the Civic Media app. And you go to your home screen, like I did right there. Kind of hard to see on camera. The first 11 stations are the news talk stations that our show is on every day across Wisconsin. Find the one closest to you. If you happen to not have one close to you, no problem. Just choose the one or two. Waukesha is number one. Madison is number two. And you open one of those. And the lower right-hand side, there's a little, it says text with a little bubble icon. It says text. You click on that. Now you're all set. Because now you're all set to send a text message to us. And now I'm going to give you the word of the hour. You type this word in, make sure it's spelled correctly, and hit send. And you're in like Flynn, like Matt Flynn. All right, here we go. The text to win grown-up gift list word of the hour is present. Present. You go down on Christmas morning and open your present, period, not plural. I'm going to spell it for you. P as in Paul, R, E as in Edward, S as in Sam, E as in Edward, N as in Nancy, T as in Todd. Present. Open your present. All right? The word of the hour is present. P-R-E-S-E-N-T.
And what will people win today?
Thank you so very much for asking, Mr. Zommers. The gift this hour, once again, a $100 Benjamin Franklin bill. How about that?
That's pretty good.
Who couldn't use $100 during the holiday season?
I think everybody could. And you know, the best thing about this contest is, oh, wait, just a second.
Who is at the door? Is there somebody's here?
So I've been informed. The best thing about the contest is not whatever I was going to say. It's that it's statewide.
The lawyers, the civic media attorneys knocked at the door. I mean, they're relentless, these people. Yes, I have to tell you, I'm obligated, a legal obligation. This is a statewide contest. The word this hour, present, P-R-E, S as in Sam, E-N-T. The word is present. To me, this is a little bit difficult of a word, but, you know, it's okay.
At least it's a synonym for our word yesterday.
Yes. We don't want to confuse you. And here's the deal. If you say, well, if I get it close, it should still count. No. Here's the reason why. In order to make sure there's no hanky-panky, and during the holiday season, who doesn't want a little hanky-panky? I mean, come on.
Not in your contest, though.
Well, no, but I mean, think about it. I saw mommy kissing Santa Claus. I mean, come on. There's clearly Christmas hanky-panky going on in some of these Christmas songs. That's why we call it the grown-up gift list. You understand? So, anyway, yeah. To take the hanky-panky out, the computer says which entries are legit and which aren't. And so the computer is very particular. You have to spell this correctly or your entry gets tossed out. So the word is present, P-R-E-S-E-N-T, present, is the word of the day. Now, here's the thing. And I forgot to mention this yesterday. So you send that in. And what's going to happen is you'll get a bounce back text to say, oh, well, we got your text. If you click on that and kind of sign up for, I'm not sure what they're doing. Is it like a newsletter or what are they sign up for?
I am not sure because I cannot enter myself as I am part of Civic Media. So,
well, that's very true, right? But here, participants will receive a bounce back message, it says, after each text entry, giving them the option to click a web page link to earn additional contest entries by completing specific activities. So here you go.
It's probably stuff like follow Civic Media on YouTube. Right. Like usually that's what those contest entries are.
We don't know, but it could be. But here's the deal. You say, well, Todd, I want some inside knowledge. Or as my teacher Ken Lewis used to say, knowledge. If you want some inside knowledge, when you get that bounce back message after you enter, do what it asks you to do. And guess what? You get an additional entry, not just for this hour. So you're ahead of the game. You increase your odds of winning this hour $100, by the way. But you'll also get another entry for the grand prize. So it's a great contest. Text on the Civic Media app the word present, P-R-E-S-E-N-T, present. Do it right now. You'll be entered to win $100 this hour. And one of our great, one of our wonderful grand prizes as well. A Rosie the Robot vacuum. I believe that's what they're called.
This is not confirmed.
Although it's not confirmed. Much like the true identity of the New York City assassin, we don't know. Maybe the robot's name is Luigi. We'll talk about more about that later. All right, come on back. Text the word in present right now on the Civic Media app. Come on back on What's Worse right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for matinee on air.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Harvey K., Professor Emeritus of Democracy. We're talking about the Act 10 overturned by a Dane County judge.
I think it's important for everyone to know that this was the state that in 1959 first granted public employees the right to organize and bargain collectively. We have a lot to take back. You know, I used to say take back America, but I say take back Wisconsin.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Here's why I'm glad I don't work in an office. My wife is always talking about, she's a teacher. They put donuts in the teacher's lounge. There's sweets, there's snacks. It wasn't that way here today, but Nikki keeps those Biscoff cookies out there. I probably ate 12 of those today. The phrase "you are what you eat" is very true, because I was sitting in the office earlier prepping the show and I felt kind of doughy and I'm like, I feel like a Biscoff cookie.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
The irrepressible Lindsay Buckingham. Now here's your host, the Andre Toll.
I woke up this morning and I got out of bed. Had a big old cup of coffee to clear my head. Telephone ring and you wanna chat? Well, sit on down and tell me what's up with that. Ooh-wee. What's up with that? What's up with that? Ooh-wee. What's up with that? What's up with that? Here we go. What's up with that?
The great Keenan Thompson. From Saturday Night Live with Jason Sudeikis dancing in the background in a wonderful tracksuit. What's up with that? I love that song. I used to work out to that song. I'm not kidding.
Nice. Like, what, did you just repeat it over in like the 30 seconds?
My trainer would play back when I used to make, back in another life when I could afford a personal trainer.
Gotcha.
My trainer, Rob Daggett. He played that, and because I had a suit that kind of looked like Jason Sudeikis' tracksuit.
Gotcha. Yeah, that's funny.
We'd play that at 6 in the morning. That'd get me going. The reason we play that song, we're right smack dab in the middle of grown-up gift list text-to-win contest trivia. I know it's not trivia, but I like saying that. A listener in Muscadet, Kimber, on WRCO, or WRCE, said, yesterday and today, I'm not getting the bounce back, and I'm spelling the word correctly. What's up with that?
Well?
She says, did I offend somebody? I blocked out or what? I even tried using the Madison station this morning, and nada. I'm so confused.
So, Kimber, I can confirm your entries have been counted. Right. We did attempt to text you back. Doesn't seem to be working. If you have similar issues to Kimber, please text us, and I will let our tech team know, and we'll see if we can get it fixed.
What's up with, I'll tell but you what's
for
up
you
with that.
Specifically, Kimber, we can tell you it did recognize you yesterday and today. Right.
So you're entered in. We're not sure why you're not getting the bounce back. Oh, I do know. It's our friends over there, Matt Nair and Air, Jim Matt Nair and Greg. They're grousing about the fact that we got a couple more entries of them yesterday, and they're rigging the election. That's what it is. They've gone in and they've rigged it. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Relax. Relax, hold your horses. Nobody's getting hurt. But everything seems to be working fine. So just text on in. And if you don't get a bounce back text, let us know. But text the word present right now. P-R-E-S-E-N-T. Present. Text it on the Civic Media app. Your chance to win $100. Somebody this hour is winning $100. What station can you listen to? And you have a better chance of winning $100 on this show than you do buying any lottery ticket. That's a fact.
I thought you were going to say on our show versus other shows, and I was going to be like, that's not true. But no, that is true. Versus a lottery ticket.
Wait, which side you won, Somers?
Well, I don't want to lie to people.
In order to win, why not? No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. Relax. Hold your horses. You can hear every morning, 7 a.m. on The Kreitlow Show and other shows across the Civic Media at 7 a.m. John and Gordy here in Madison. Mino and the mayor over in Green Bay and Oshkosh. So we play this at 7 a.m. We play it on our wonderful friend Jane Matner and Greg Box show at 11, on Matner on Air, on our show at 1, and on Dom Selvia's show at 4 o'clock. And if you win on Dom's show, you also get an Italian cannoli. So that's the advantage Dom has over us. Text in present, P-R-E. Let me hang on.
P-R-E-S-E-N-T.
Yes. All right, that's it. All right, 25 past the hour time once again for What's Worse. Let's go. This or that, this or that. Then, of course, the choice is yours. You can get with this or you can get with that. You can get with this or you can get with that. Time once again for What's Worse. Unlike the texting contest, we have nothing to give away here. Just your chance to be heard on statewide radio. But come on, let's be honest. What's better than that? What chance do you have to yell at the top of your lungs? No. You come on, you call in. We'll talk. It'll be fine. Coffee talk. I'm into a 90s Saturday Night Live mode right now.
Yes, you are.
Yeah. All right, here's the question. And don't at me. There's a lot of great people that do these jobs. It's nothing personal. It's just the fact of stereotypes. They exist for a reason. That should be a bumper sticker. All right, what's worse? Car salespeople or realtors? Car salespeople or realtors? What's worse? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. What's worse? Car salespeople or realtors? And you can text this as well if you want on the Civic Media app. And by the way, I know there are people, it's not pronounced realtors. It's realtors. Realtors. But how do you say it, Zombers?
Realtor.
Yeah, see? Nobody really says realtor.
I thought I said it right.
But, oh, did
well, not
you?
Realtor, oh. But realtor.
Yeah. I say realtor. I put the extra. Realtor.
The reason that
when you want to sell a property, you hire a realtor.
The reason that I say it at least somewhat correctly is because of an old Nancy Drew movie where one of the characters was Barbara of Barbara Realty.
Oh, nice. I like that. What's worse, car salespeople or realtors? And again, I've had wonderful people help me in both professions. But there is a stereotype out there. If you get a bad, pushy car salesperson or a bad, pushy realtor, it can be a nightmare. Have you had either one of those?
Well, I have not purchased a house. And I've had good experience with, well, no, there was actually one car salesperson, now that I think about it, not at a dealership, but an individual who sells cars. I guess it's like not a dealership, but a personal business.
All right.
And
guy in a back alley or what?
They had a lot. They had cars.
They had a lot. All right.
It seemed legit. Anyway, right. I was looking for a car on Facebook Marketplace because it's one of the places to check. Found a good deal on a used hybrid in Kenosha. I was in Manitowoc at the time, several hours away from Kenosha. Mm. And I drove down and sent the message like, hey, what's up? And he's like, oh, I sold it to someone else 5 minutes ago. And I'm like, 5 minutes ago? Seriously, you knew I was coming from Manitowoc.
But see, that's a bad guy, a bad dude. Megan, I think she was saying that realtors have always been awful in my experience. They never leave you alone, ever. Part of this is commission, right? Off the Facebook stream or whatever we call it now, off the Facebook thing, our ongoing contributor and friend Jeff Perry. Worse, car salespeople. No realtor has ever tried to upsell me undercoating. Well, that's all right. There's something to be said for that. Although I've always paid for the undercoating. It's true. And you know what? My last couple of trucks have not gotten rusty.
You know, it really depends. You just have to think, is this worth it for my specific vehicle? Right. If they try to sell you all that stuff on a used 2002 vehicle, don't buy it. It's going to break anyway.
What's worse, car salespeople or realtors? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Also, right now, text the word present to the Civic Media app to win $100. Somebody's winning $100 in 30 minutes. P-R-E-S-E-N-T. Text present right now to the Civic Media app. Back with more after this on Civic Media.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin could soon be another step closer to authorizing a sandhill crane hunting season. The Legislative Study Committee on Sandhill Cranes is scheduled to vote on three draft bills on Tuesday, two of which would authorize sandhill crane hunting in the state to help protect farmers from crop damage. Because there is no hunting season for the birds, Wisconsin farmers are unable to receive compensation for lost crops. Agriculture officials say the sandhill cranes caused nearly $2 million in estimated crop damage in 2023. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction has received $10 million in grant funding to support mental health services for students. According to a press release, the funding will be spread out over a five-year period and will be used to increase the recruitment, retention, and diversification of mental health professionals in schools. The funding can also be used for programs like teleservice for mental health and for school districts to develop their own unique initiatives. Wisconsin was one of 22 states to receive the grant funding. Lake Superior College has received a $200,000 grant from the Minnesota Office of Higher Education to increase enrollment and create new opportunities for students with disabilities. By accepting the grant, the school agreed to adopting different standards and program evaluations and must match 25% of the grant funding for those programs. They can reapply for the same $200,000 grant each of the next 4 years and a $100,000 grant for the following 10 years. An Arizona man who led Barron County authorities on a high-speed chase, ending in a crash and injury to his passenger, has entered a plea deal. 28-year-old Raul Olia Velasquez entered a guilty plea to first-degree recklessly endangering safety and misdemeanor causing injury while operating under the influence on Friday. The chase occurred in September after Rice Lake officers responded to reports of the two men acting belligerent in a restaurant before they fled. A Rice Lake squad car also suffered damage during the chase. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're a moviegoer who likes Thanksgiving leftovers, you probably found something to enjoy at the movies this past weekend. Only one new release was able to crack the top five, and only three flicks cracked the top 10. In first place, to no one's surprise, was Moana 2, which pulled in another $52 million in its second weekend in theaters. Coming in second place was Wicked, with a $34 million haul and $320 million take worldwide. And in third place is Gladiator 2, with $12.5 million. Indian action mystery thriller Pushpa 2, The Rule, brought in almost $10 million on just 1,200 screens to grab fourth place. Red One took fifth place. A24's latest, Y2K, pulled in a disappointing $2 million in its first weekend release, good for eighth place. A re-release of Christopher Nolan's Interstellar took sixth place with $4.5 million on only 165 screens nationwide. There should be some big box office activity this coming week with the release of a new Lord of the Rings film. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Cloudy and calm today, with high temperatures already being reached early this morning and are sliding slowly to the single digits tonight. Snow moves in this evening and continues throughout tomorrow morning. Then we'll be battling blustery winds and frigid wind chills alongside plummeting temperatures. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 22 degrees.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Jeffrey from Madison.
I worked for the city of Madison for 34 years. Act 10 cost me $42,000.
Yep.
In 1977, the state of Wisconsin passed a law that says public employees cannot strike. With Act 10, now we can't bargain for working conditions and benefits, so they basically turned public employees into second-class citizens.
Yes.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Aaron Zommers, so you watched a film called Hot Frosty.
The main character puts a scarf that she does not know is enchanted around this snowman, and he comes to life, and he starts streaking through the town.
Is there any sex in this movie, Aaron?
There is not.
I think they're missing a perfect thing to go with a fetish snowman thing here.
Gotta bet that audience is huge. What's your kink?
Snowman. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome wrestling announcer and Civic Media's own Rich Lucchesio, Swedish jazz queen Gunhild Carling, and Northeast Wisconsin author Brett Kissinger. Let's light it up like it's a school night.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
And wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. I've only been on the air for 2 years plus. I was looking at three things at once. That's my problem, Zomers, and I can't do that. My brain doesn't work that way.
Nobody's really does.
34 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock on Tuesday, December 10th. Zomers on the board taking your phone calls, monitoring your texts as well. We are right smack dab in a couple of things going on right now. Number one, the grown-up gift list text to win contest. Somebody within the next 25 minutes is going to win a $100 bill. Our own Aaron Coretto, vice president, is printing these. They're drawing on the, no, not really. They're real $100 bills. Don't worry. $100. Somebody's winning $100 this half hour. And all you, and also on other hours, you may also win an overnight getaway to Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. That's the other hourly prize. And by the way, I've stayed at the Chula Vista Valley or Chula Vista Resort in the Wisconsin Dells. A lovely, lovely place. A better place you cannot find. But this hour, it's $100 cash. And you'll also be entered in for 8 grand prizes. A robot vacuum, humidifier, espresso machine, snowblower, or luggage set. Simply download the Civic app, open it up, hit the text icon, and text the word this hour of present. The word is present, P-R-E-S-E-N-T. Text it right now. We're also asking you what's worse. Today's what's worse, car salespeople or realtors? And again, we're playing to this stereotype here, all right? I've had my last car, the salesperson at the wonderful Don Miller Dodge, by the way, here in Madison. My sales guy, Chuck, may he rest in peace, passed away a little under a year ago. Great, great guy. Chuck sold me my last two trucks at Don Miller Dodge here in Madison. And here's what made Chuck great. He wasn't a pressure guy. He was a no BS guy. He'd say, what do you want? Yeah, you want that one? I know you don't want that. You want this one over here. and then he'd say, well, you do whatever you want. He'd go, what do you want to know? And then he'd say, all right, let me talk to my manager. This is the bottom line. And that's it. And there was no back and forth dickering. He was honest. And here was the great thing about Chuck is that I would say, well, how about I need some new tires? He's gone now, but he said, don't get him here. He goes, go to a discount tire. Which I have. And Discount Tire are great folks as well. So there's some great car salespeople there, and as well as realtors as well. But the stereotype is we all have probably a bad story about a car salesperson or a realtor. What's worse, car salespeople or realtors? Who was it? Zombers would go back there. Somebody was saying if they could add, a Tyler listening on WFHR from beautiful Wisconsin Rapids. Says, can insurance agents and funeral home directors play too?
Yeah, if we're talking about middle people, you know, who right? just, who
put pressure on.
Yeah.
Some.
Who are incentivized monetarily to put pressure on under most companies. Not everyone chooses to, but that's the incentive with, you know, commissions and all that.
Right. Exactly. All right. So we'll continue. I'm going to say my answer on what's the worst would probably be a realtor, I guess, because I feel like to your point earlier, I think, or partly your point, that when you're just initially shopping for a vehicle and you get someone who you don't vibe with, you can always just walk away and like go somewhere else. But once you zero in on a house and you've contracted a realtor, it's much more difficult, I feel like, to go around and find somebody else. So it's harder to get out of a bad realtor situation, in my opinion. But anyway, you can give us a call. Tell us what you think. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Scott listening in on WMDX in Madison. Where's the three-way blender? There is. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. They have taken away the three-way blender as a prize for this contest, but do not worry. There are many other great prizes in our grown-up gift list text to win contest. We told you. A snowblower, an espresso machine, humidifier, luggage set, a robot vacuum. Wonderful prizes. And somebody this hour is going to win $100 simply by texting present, P-R-E-S-E-N-T. All right, there you go. Mike calling in Spring Green, listening on WRCE in Richland Center. Mike, thanks for calling in. What do you got?
Well, I got a good one, but it's a funeral director, but you did mention that.
Yeah, so. Well, somebody else brought it up, but go ahead. What do you got?
We were interring my father at an above-ground facility.
Okay.
And while everyone was standing outside and starting to break up, they pulled me inside to sign papers and whatnot. And they gave me a sales pitch, which included a free third spot should my little six-year-old perish the thought have an accident.
No.
While they didn't even have the cover on the drawer that my dad was being put in, and she was, you know, handing me papers and pamphlets and perish the thought anything should happen to your little one. And
oh, I just my stood there with gosh. My mouth open. That I is wrote ridiculous.
I couldn't believe it. I wrote a three-page letter to the boss there. And I've never heard anything back, but it's funny. It was so outrageous.
That's over the top.
I just threw the papers on the front step of the building as I walked out. I just dropped them on their steps.
Right.
And, you know, but can you imagine that? I was
no talk about low class or no class. Holy cow.
No class. Yeah. None whatsoever. Send me a mailer in a couple of weeks, but
right.
Not while, like I said, he wasn't even sealed up yet, and they were hitting me with, you know, you buy two and you get one free.
Wow. That's ridiculous. Hey, Mike, thanks for your listenership out there in beautiful Spring Green along the Wisconsin River on WRCE. We appreciate it. Rob calling from beautiful Port Edwards as well. Rob, thanks for calling in. What's worse, bad car salespeople or bad realtors?
I have had four distinct crazy experiences with realtors. I've had actually some pretty good experiences with honest auto dealer, you know, staffers that have been pretty buttoned up. But I've had three occasions where realtors had brother-in-laws and buds in their back pocket when they would go through on the closing inspection and say, oh, by the way, you know, here's the card. Go see this guy and come to find out later on that some of this stuff, I literally had a guy before us go in with a pipe wrench and loosen up a pipe so there was a gas leak.
No way.
I bought a home.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I bought a home in Iowa, moving from beautiful New Berlin to Cedar Rapids. And, you know, so everybody's a long ways from home. I bought a beautiful home, really happy. And we're at closing. All the checks are signed and the papers and this and that. We're going to go home. And I said, may I please have the keys? And my realtor looks at me like, what keys? What do you mean? Gosh. What keys?
Wow.
Well, I said, you know, may I have all those checks and papers that we just signed?
Right.
And I'm going to hang on to those for a few minutes until you get a locksmith on the phone and get a gentleman or lady to key my locks, please.
How can they expect you not to have keys?
A wonderful day.
Oh, my gosh. Thanks, Rob. Sorry for that. Sorry for those experiences, but thanks for calling in, Rob and Port Edwards. If you want to join the conversation, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Asking what's worse, bad car salespeople or bad realtors? John and Oshkosh on WISS texting in and saying on the Civic Media app, car salespeople. I'm gonna editorialize. Bad car salespeople are the worst. Also trying to squeeze every last dime out of you and treat you like you're an idiot. No, I don't want to lease. Well, thank you, John and Oshkosh. That's a thing too, right? Like if you get a pushy salesperson, they try to get you into the lease because, oh, it's a lower payment. But at the end of the day, it's generally speaking, not a great deal.
Almost always, yeah.
Almost always. All right. We appreciate all you calling in. Again, you continue to text and call if you want. What's worse, car salespeople, bad car salespeople, or bad realtors? I will editorialize on that as well. Speaking of things that are not so great, We touched on this a little bit yesterday, but wanted to follow up. This is from NBC News, Steve Bannon. Headline, Republicans are far from done targeting Medicare and Social Security. Subheadline, Donald Trump claims Social Security and Medicare will be left alone. Congressional Republicans appear to have a different agenda in mind. According to the story, to hear Donald Trump tell it, Americans concerned about what he'll do with Social Security and Medicare have nothing to worry about. Quote, I said to people we're not touching Social Security, other than we're making it more efficient. But the people are going to get what they're getting, unquote. Trump said during the latest Meet the Press appearance over the weekend. Kristen Welker, host, asks, quote, entitlements off the table, unquote. Trump initially responded, quote, and we're not raising ages or any of that stuff, unquote, before adding, in reference to possibly cutting the Social Security insurance programs, quote, I won't do it. Part of the problem is that that's often an enormous gap between what the president-elect says he'll do and what he actually does. Making matters worse, his record on the issue isn't a sterling one either. And then, of course, there are congressional Republicans to consider. Republican Representative Mark Alford of Missouri appeared on Fox Business this week. Again, this is a leader in the Republican conference in the U.S. House of Representatives from Missouri, Mark Alford, on Fox Business. And here's what he said in his own words about these two issues.
And so we've got to right the ship, and it's going to mean cuts. It's going to mean cuts to the 24% of the discretionary spending that we have. And it's also going to mean looking long term at the front end of some programs like Social Security and Medicare, not taking anyone off of what they paid into so far. But there is some waste, abuse and fraud in Medicare that we can take those numbers back and add to our general coffers and our treasury. And on the front end on Social Security, I think there's a way when people are living longer, they're retiring later, that on the front end, we can move that retirement age back a little bit.
So Mark Alford, Republican of Missouri, literally one day after Trump said in apparent reference to Social Security that he's against, quote, raising ages or any of that stuff, unquote. Here's Alfred saying on the same day, the interview, that, as he just said, you heard it with your own ears, on the front end, quote, on the front end on Social Security, I think there's a way when people are living longer, they're retiring later, that on the front end, we can move that retirement age back a little, unquote. And then you heard his comments there on Medicare, say, and this is, as a former Republican who left the party in 2011, this is an ongoing trope. In other words, it sounds good to people, but it really isn't that factual. Then, oh, there's a bunch of fraud here. And again, the magic of this narrative from a Republican standpoint is it's based in the truth. What do I mean by that? That they'll find a couple, three cases where there was fraud or attempted fraud. And then they exaggerate that to make it sound like it's a huge issue. And that's their justification for sweeping cuts. Now, I want to be careful because I know there's a lot of people that are on Social Security that listen to the show. We don't know anything for sure, okay? Some of this might be hyperbole to gin people up for political purposes, but the point is that they're, to use the double negative, not talking about it. In other words, they're not these Republicans in Congress who are going to be in control, both houses. They're putting it on the table. Remember when Joe Biden gave his State of the Union address a couple of years ago? And he said, you know, you guys are going to cut Social Security and Medicare. And the place went up for grabs. And off the cuff, Biden goes, wait a minute. You don't want to do that? Great. That's great to hear. And then they revealed in writing, Rick Scott, senator from Florida, actually had plans to cut Social Security.
Well, to sunset it.
Right, that's the term. So this is why we have to have the old antennae up. Be on the ground. And we'll continue to do that, report the facts. Back with more after this to wrap up the show. Don't go anywhere. It's the Todd Allbowl Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. If you follow the American Democracy Minute, you know that until last year, Wisconsin held the infamous title as one of the most gerrymandered states in the U.S. That changed November 5th. Former Governor Scott Walker accelerated gerrymandering of the Wisconsin Assembly, Senate, and congressional maps during his 2011 to 2019 tenure, engineering a 64-35 majority in the Wisconsin Assembly and a 22-11 majority in the Senate, despite an evenly divided liberal and conservative electorate. In 2023, the GOP was short of a supermajority by only two assembly seats. Vetoes by current Governor Tony Evers tried to keep even worse maps at bay, but a conservative Wisconsin Supreme Court ultimately allowed them. But a Supreme Court election in 2023 shifted the ideology of the court, and the court's reconsideration of the Assembly and Senate maps led to new, fairer maps for the 2024 general election. While Republicans maintain control of both houses, fair maps reduce the artificial Republican advantage in the Assembly, 54-45, and the Senate, 18-15. Veto overrides of the governor are far less likely, forcing the legislature to compromise on more legislation. The congressional district map, which did not change, but is also widely recognized as gerrymandered, gave a 6-2 advantage to Republicans. We have links to local reporting at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
The holidays are here, and it's nearly time to pick a present from our grown-up gift list with our Civic Media statewide Text to Win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of our grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on our grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in our statewide contest. Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Welcome back to the Todd Allbowl Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along with us here. It is 9 before the hour of 2 o'clock. At the top of the hour, I believe it's network news, CBS or ABC, but It's like a roulette wheel. You never know what you're going to get. But there will be some news at the top of the hour, and then local news as well, followed by weather and sports. And then from 2 until 4, Maggie Dawn and the award-winning Maggie Dawn Show from 2 until 4. From 4 until 6, Dominic Salvia with the Dom Salvia Show. At 6 o'clock, Pete Schwabe and Nightlight. And then Rick Smith Across America and Native Roots Radio, I believe, as well. Listened to Schwabe last night on Nightlight. Had Dr. Kristen Lierley last night on.
Oh, I meant to listen
to
that.
It was fantastic.
I'll have to listen to the podcast on civicmedia.us/shows.
There you go.
Nice. Legitimately, I did mean to listen to it and forget. It's just a good opportunity.
Absolutely. It's a great show. Pete Schwabe every night from 6 until 8. All right, don't forget we're right in the middle of, in less than 10 minutes, we are going to give away a $100 bill on grown-up gift list text to win contest. Download the Civic Media app and go into the app, a station of your choice, hit text, and then text the word present, P-R-E-S-E-N-T, present. Text the word present right now, and somebody at the top of the hour is going to win $100. Courtesy of Civic Media, and you'll be put in for the grand prize winners in 2 weeks. 8 winners, could be a robot vacuum, a humidifier, an espresso machine, a snow blower, or a set of luggage in case you have to get out of town fast. All right. A little bit earlier, asking what's worse, car salespeople or realtors, bad realtors. Here's a listener from up in Eau Claire on WCFW. The tap saying a bad realtor is worse is I didn't have a realtor when I was looking for a house years ago. And then I had a husband and wife couple that were both realtors. as the wife was listed on the contract as representative for the sellers. Then the husband was listed for a representative of the buyers. Oh my gosh, that's a nightmare right there. To say that they pulled off some stuff on myself on the sellers to get the most commission on selling the house to me. I will never use a realtor again or sell a purchase for any land. Your show is great, an uplift for me during my day. Thanks, Travis. Well, thank you, Travis. We appreciate that.
That should be illegal.
Yeah, I think it should be now. I mean, because they changed the commission thing, you know, on the laws. But Travis, we appreciate you. And look, and again, I said this earlier, there are a lot of great car salespeople, a lot of great, honest realtors. But the point of the bit was, which is worse, bad car salespeople or bad realtors. But again, to the point, I think there's a lot of stories out there like Travis's where people have got taken. And that should not be right. Coming up tomorrow on the show, our friend from speaking of up north there in Chippewa Falls, Chippewa Valley, Pat Kreitlow, host of Up North News Radio. You can hear him every morning from 6 until 8 across Civic Media. Pat Kreitlow will be in, as well as our friend Trigvi Olson. Going to preview our trip this Friday out to Seattle for that Packers-Seattle Seahawks game. Going to be there live on Friday. Not going to want to miss it. Trigvi will give you his opinion on that. And Trigvi will retell the story of his robot vacuum. He and his kids and wife named their vacuum, the robot vacuum. If you're a winner in our Text to Win contest, you can name your vacuum too. Also, a programming note tonight, Wisconsin Badger men's basketball team trying to get back on track tonight against Illinois. Game time starts at 7 p.m. You can hear it live over select stations on Civic Media. As David Letterman says, I hope one of your stations has been selected. It has been. If you're in Amory, Wisconsin Rapids, Racine, Kenosha, or Richland Center. But have no fear. If you're not in one of those communities, you can dial it in on the Civic Media app and listen to one of those stations. It's free, won't cost you a dime. Wisconsin men's basketball after tough losses to Michigan at home and on the road at Marquette. Try to get back on the winning track tonight. Broadcast starts at 7 p.m. with the great Matt LePay and Brian Butch on the Badger Radio Network. Looking forward to that. Want to just finish off these comments here, talking before the break about the future for Social Security and Medicare under Republican control upcoming in the new Congress and with President-elect Donald Trump returning to the White House. Plenty of those comments there of Republican representative from Missouri, Mark Alford, leaving the door open to changes in both those programs. And according to this story from NBC, saying if comments like those were limited to just one member of the U.S. House with a relatively low national profile, they'd be easier to overlook. But it's not that simple. Last week, for example, Republican Representative Richard McCormick of Georgia also appeared on Fox Business and said, quote, we're going to have some hard decisions. We've got to bring in the Democrats and talk about Social Security, Medicaid, and Medicare. There's hundreds of billions of dollars to be saved, and we know how to do it. But we just have to have the stomach to actually take those challenges on, unquote. What's more, according to the author here, saying that their MSNBC colleague, Ryan Teague Beckworth, noted that Republican Senator Mike Lee of Utah published a lengthy social media thread last week questioning the constitutionality and practicality of Social Security while comparing the program to, quote, a Ponzi scheme, unquote. Same term used by Wisconsin U.S. Editor Ron Johnson. We'll stay on top of it. Great show today. Many thanks to Luke Mathers, Matt Flynn, Aaron Zommers, all of you for listening. Text the word present. You have a minute and 30 seconds. Text present right now to the Civic Media app. Somebody is 2 minutes away from winning $100. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. We'll see you tomorrow on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Pat Kreitlow.
Wednesday on Up North News Radio, it's not too late to decide to run for a seat on your local school board. Here's what you'll need to do if you're interested in serving.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6. Matt and Air on Air.
This shouldn't be a thing.
Michigan man leads lawnmower chase. I'll stop, says the suspect. Instead, he reaches under the seat and pulls out a gun.
Shoots himself in the hand.
The deputy has his taser trained on him, and yes, he tased him.
I'm not advocating him for crime, but boost something that goes faster than cop on foot.
Matt and Air on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A defiant Luigi Mangione, charged in the New York City murder of UnitedHealthcare CEO, arriving at court in Blair County, Pennsylvania for an extradition hearing and shouting to ABC station WNAP.
As completely out of touch, as an insult to the intelligence of the American people, it's lived experience.
The 26-year-old handcuffed and wrangling with officers as they escorted him into the building. NYPD says Mangione wrote several pages about his disdain for corporate America and UnitedHealthcare. He was arrested yesterday at a McDonald's in Altoona. Reports that GOP Senate leader Mitch McConnell fell during the Senate Republican lunch today. He was taken to his office where two medical responders were briefly seen and have since departed. Aides tell ABC News he is fine. In Southern California,